They do.
Here he comes. Here comes the chief. I'm gonna get this show on the road. Oh my God, look out, look who's in the room. He's always looking at you.
Oh God.
You know what I mean?
It's magic.
I learned my lesson. It really wasn't me.
Yeah. Arnold walked by.
Yeah.
Ready to
Yep.
I'd like to call and order the regular session of the Berlin Mayor and Council for Monday, April 13th, 2015. As is our custom for a long time, I'd like to invite everyone to join the Mayor and Council in reciting the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Would you please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our first item on the agenda is the approval of the regular session minutes. Of March 23rd.
I'll make the motion to approve.
Okay. We have a motion to approve the regular session minutes by Councilmember Gordius. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Let the record show that all council members are present and the vote is 5-0. Next is the approval of the executive session minutes for March 23rd.
Motion to approve.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilman Goyas to approve the executive session minutes for Monday, March 23rd. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. They also pass unanimously. The reason for that closure of executive session was actually was three different sections of the state article 10508A. One was to consider the acquisition of real property for a purpose, for a public purpose, and matters directly related thereto. A second, to consult with counsel to obtain legal advice on a legal matter. A three, before a contract is awarded or bids are open, discuss a matter directly related to a negotiation strategy or the contents of a bid or proposal. If public discussion or disclosure would adversely impact the ability of the public body to participate in competitive bidding or proposal process. So those are the three reasons we met in executive session on the 23rd. Number two, which has four parts. And that's very good because it's obviously a lot going on in Berlin. And needs good approval, that much more. First is the first request is for Arts and Entertainment District movies. Who's going to be doing that? Representing, and you'll come up and just introduce yourselves. Even though we all know you, that way it's there for the record, for the public, and for the press. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Heather Layton for Arts and Entertainment.
I'm Robin Tomaselli, Arts and Entertainment.
And Mike Wiley, Chairman, Berlin Parks Commission.
And we are here tonight to ask approval to show a series of three different movies, April, May, and June in Berlin. April 25th, we would like to show the Lego movie at Henry Park. Saturday, May 30th, we would like to show Fern Gully at Stephen Decatur Park. And Saturday, June 27th, Runaway Bride on Jefferson Street. We originally wanted to show it on Main Street, but it's a Saturday night, and due to parking and for restaurants downtown, we decided Jefferson Street would be better.
Yeah. you know, how it works and stuff.
Right.
Now, are these, is there an admission? How does this work?
Completely free, family friendly. Children have to be accompanied by a parent, an adult. And it's a contract through Funflix, which is a outdoor movie theater company in Maryland. So they come an hour prior to showtime. They set up, they show the movie, they take everything down.
Wow.
Gee, the parks, how many years, Mary, has the Parks Commission been trying to figure out a way? Oh, I'm sorry, Mike, you're there. Yeah. How long has it been? Years, right?
Years we've talked about
been trying to do this.
They were able to obtain the grant.
This is great.
It isn't cheap.
Great.
Yeah, but the permits you have to have and the fees to the movies and everything.
Because there was a lot of cost with the equipment and all that. And this is wonderful.
We've been wanting to do this. And now that they came forward, it was a win-win for all of us.
Oh, absolutely.
And folks, you're supposed to bring their chairs.
Yeah.
Whatever they feel comfortable sitting in.
How large of a screen do you have?
It's a 21-foot screen.
So like one of those inflatable?
It's an inflatable screen. Mm-hmm. At the two parks, they'll stake it. And then they have weights for Jefferson Street.
Perfect.
Move to approve.
Absolutely.
Okay. We have a motion by Councilmember Burrell to approve the three family-friendly movies, public movies for free on the dates of April 24th at Henry Park, May 30th at Stephen Cater Park, and June 27th on Jefferson Street. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Very good.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And also, I hadn't had a chance to see it. I tried to get by the other day. Best wishes with your move.
Thank you very much.
Do you have a date in mind? Or?
Possibly the end of this week, if not beginning of next week.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And Mike, bring popcorn enough for everybody.
As a volunteer, you can sort of come up.
That's correct.
Thank you so much. That's a great.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, would like for the mayor and the council to also go ahead and exempt the time limits for the park for both of those evenings.
Yeah, because the park's closed.
Yeah, what time is it usually?
It is half an hour after sunset.
Okay.
I would suggest 1 hour after whatever the movie time should end. So it's 9:30, 10:30 to give time for breakdown, cleanup, and such.
Makes sense.
I make a motion then that. Yeah.
All right. We have a motion by Councilmember Burrell to extend the public use of the town parks, both Henry Park and Stephen Cater Park, for 1 4-hour after the conclusion of the movies that are being presented in the series. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it, Chief. That's great. Great. Next is we have a presentation for Spring Cruisers, and again, you're already well—I wouldn't say notorious, but certainly well known.
Yes,
as if you just identify yourself.
Yeah, thanks to Josh. But I'm Jim Volk from the Berlin Chamber of Commerce, and I'm wanting to gain approval for our Spring Cruiser event. It is to be held on Saturday, May 16th. Starts at 10 a.m. officially till 2 p.m. It would result in street closures. Those have been submitted to the state highway. We're still awaiting their approval on that.
Are they basically the same as in the past?
In the past, correct. Right. Okay, wonderful. We have a chairman actually running the event. Tanya Giles from D3 is running it, and obviously with Mike Wiley and Bill Hostel helping as well, too. So they're veterans at it, and I think that it should come off very smoothly.
I make a motion to approve.
Okay, we have a motion to approve the approval of Spring Cruisers for Saturday, May 16th, officially starting at 10 a.m. and concluding at 2 p.m. Basically, downtown Berlin, as they say, on Main Street and a couple of the immediate side streets. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Excuse me?
I said aye, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I said aye, too. Forgive me. I tell everybody. I'm hearing an echo tonight. It's my problem. That then passes 5-0.
Terrific.
Wish you great weather.
Wonderful.
And I hope they have a great experience.
Terrific. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Third is the old-fashioned Memorial Day Berlin Community Improvement Association celebration. And here's another strength. How are you doing?
All right.
You don't mind introducing yourself and the capacity and what hat you're wearing tonight.
All right. Okay, my name is Jesse Turner. I'm the chairperson for the old-fashioned Memorial Day. The lineup time for the parade will be 9:30. We're going to kick it off at 11 a.m. sharp from Steve Nicator Middle School to Flower Street and his park. And the mayor said he would lead the parade.
On his bicycle?
On the bicycle.
On the bicycle?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Hey, we're walkable, bikeable Berlin. Of course.
Y'all be happy for you.
Okay.
You said 9:30, Mr. Jess?
9:30.
That's the lineup.
Okay, that's lineup.
And then the parade actually begins at
11 o'clock. Uh-huh.
And the turnout has been
outstanding. It's real turned out like real nice.
What year is this?
This will be the 23rd year.
23rd year. Move to approve.
We have a motion to approve the 23rd annual Old Fashioned Memorial Day parade and celebration sponsored by the Berlin Community Improvement Association for Monday, May 25th, which of course is Memorial Day. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Okay. And Mr. Jesse, we're going to have to get Miss Ivy to help you in 2 years and kick it up a notch for the 25th anniversary of this event.
Okay.
That's big.
What we're going to do is put the whole council of riding by.
All right, let's do it.
You're going to that one.
Okay.
Great.
All right.
Thank you, sir. Good luck, and it'll be a great weather.
Yeah.
Next is the Reindeer Run, the annual Reindeer Run on Hay Street in Atlantic Hotel. The same routine. Introduce yourself and what capacity you're appearing here tonight.
I am Lisa Long, and I will in charge of the Reindeer Run, 8th annual.
Eight.
Wow.
Yeah. I feel like a youngin next to that 23-year-old. Yeah. Wow.
Again,
yeah, cool.
I can help with the 10th.
And by the way, how is a participation?
It's close to 300 every year.
Wow.
The last 3 years. So, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, right close to 300.
Everything the same as last year?
Everything the same, yep. Same route, same Atlantic Hotel. It'll be going towards all the money goes to Worcester Youth and Family. And, been going pretty good. We've been behaving ourselves.
Great.
All right.
Motion to approve.
Yep.
We have a motion to approve the 8th annual Reindeer Run for Saturday, December 5th, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. It starts in front of the Atlantic Hotel on Main Street, and for the benefit of the Worcester Youth and Family Council. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. It's a little early to wish you good weather yet, but I'll see you between now and then.
Yeah, but now December, I don't even want to think about December yet.
Yeah, don't jinx anything.
Hush. Let's have
good
summer.
Next we have number 3 is an additional item to the agenda from when it was originally set out on Friday, and we wanted to make sure to get this in time so that it could be considered and then
sent to Snow Hill.
and this is sent to Snow Hill, yes. This is an application for a special Sunday permit by American Legion Post number 231 for April 19th, 2015. And this is for their Southeastern Shore District meet. Anybody have anything? We've been doing this for years.
Right.
Well, move to approve.
We have a motion to approve this application for Sunday alcoholic beverage permit for American Legion Post 231. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. It's approved unanimously. Okay. Very good. Next, we have 2 proclamations.
excuse me. Let's see.
Okay.
everything just the lead?
Well, actually, if Mary wants to talk about the
first proclamation designating April as Fair Housing Month is actually a national initiative. It's part of the requirement of being a participant in the block grant program that each municipality or county acknowledges April as Fair Housing Month and the principles that that stands for. So it is more or less a housekeeping item that we do every year.
It's part of the requirements, right, to receive the grant money?
Yes.
Just like our mayor contest and stuff we do for the MML thing.
So let's take them one at a time. Do we have, and this is a proclamation 2015-07, proclamation of the mayor and council of the town of Berlin recognizing Fair Housing Month.
I'd like to make that motion.
Okay, and for April 2015. The motion is made by Councilmember Hall. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, that's passed unanimously. And the next one is the recognition of the week of April 18th to 25th, 2015 is Take Pride in Berlin Week.
And this is the fourth annual Take Pride in Berlin Week. Again, this is just an acknowledgement of Berlin's encouragement of its citizens to take pride in their community, the reasons why they should be proud of their community, and a chance for all of us to show off what a great place we call home.
And you had your cleanup Saturday morning.
Yes.
Which I was not able to get there.
I did get your messages.
It did good. How was turnout and how did things go?
Things went well. Turnout was a little low, but we had a lot of competition. There were a lot of other things going on in the community, so that's to be expected. The folks who did show up did a great job. We got a lot done with the help that we did have.
Good. Nelly. And hopefully that advice, some nice things to eat at the end.
Yes, always, always.
Ministerial Association?
Yes.
Good.
Mary, maybe for the newspapers, when they write this article, could we let people know what the yard cleanup is? This the date for that in the spring? Well, isn't that all coming up?
Actually, yes. I want to say that this Wednesday is actually the second collection. One has already passed.
Okay.
Well, that was April 8th, I think, this coming Wednesday.
So what's coming up now? Bulk?
Bulk will be coming up in May. And we'll make sure for the last meeting in April that we have a formal announcement of those dates.
Okay. So I missed the yard cleanup.
It depends on what day your trash is collected. And don't ask me to tell you which right now.
Yeah.
Ours are tomorrow.
Yeah, we get it. And it is on the public access channel, the town webpage.
Okay.
All right, and one thing, and like I say, it was Saturday morning. It was quite exciting.
Take your feet up.
At 7:30.
Oh, my God, that's such a mess.
St. Paul's United Methodist Church on Flower Tree. I had their third annual 5K walk run. And if they keep growing, you're going to have to get a bigger parking lot. A nice problem to have. It was a wonderful turnout. Then a half hour, or at the same time, just a half hour later, 8 o'clock, the cleanup of the parks began. And both Henry Park and Stephen Cater Park, and also some down at Burbank. Mm-hmm.
There's about three members here belong to that church. But I'm the only one that did the 5K.
And you're here with us now.
Yeah, I'm here with you.
I don't see any crotch
or anything. And you got that, too, right? You were out there working.
It was a wonderful turnout, and I hope it continues to grow. And also, and I know this, it's just the way it is. We had the largest Berlin Little League parade in history.
That's good.
In fact, the original Berlin Little Leaguer is sitting with us tonight. he was on the original team.
And, 1955.
1955, yes.
Tell your age.
And here's the it's over 500 kids now involved in Berlin Little League. And that's including, obviously, all your different levels of Little League, minor league, softball, and T-ball.
That's
and,
awesome.
I tell you what, when they got around that field, it was amazing. They had to line teams up double on the outfield because there were so many.
That's great.
And the stands were full and the people were everywhere. And it's just
we're just really blessed to have that kind of support, mm-hmm. and also that kind of support from people getting involved and doing things to help each other.
And it's an economic driver for the town. I mean, all those folks come into town and eat, and that's wonderful.
Yeah, so it was just a very special morning and a great way to say sayonara to the winter. And it was a wonderful, wonderful
sayonara
moment.
To winter.
Okay, next we have, we need now a motion for the Pig Pod in Berlin promotion. Proclamation. Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Pinnell for approval of the proclamation recognizing the week of April 18th. Take five and go in. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Aye. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next is introduction of Resolution 2015-04. This is the tax exempt bond resolution. It's opposing the reduction of or repeal tax-exempt municipal bonds. I can't even believe it's gotten to the point where people, somebody's lost their mind. That's my honest opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, what are we supposed to do? Is all the money supposed to go into speculating on the stock market and dubious financial instruments, or are we supposed to use money to do good things for good people? And so this, I think it's absurd that we actually have to do this, but we want to go on the record. And the bottom line is that this resolution, and certainly copies available to the press and be on our website and for anyone else, the bottom line is that we further be resolved that we oppose any action that would reduce or repeal the exemption on tax-exempt bond interest, and affirm that there should be no legislative action to apply to any of these changes retroactively current outstanding bonds, and further shall this copy of this resolution be sent to our congressional representatives and key members of the administration, because this is now being, this is, Congress is not doing so many things, and now they want to consider doing something absolutely devastating.
Mayor, if they pass this, what would this do to people financially? Towns, municipalities, state government? It's
you can
ludicrous.
Forget about capital. You can forget
it's
about
ludicrous.
Capital projects.
Yeah.
They'd have to be downsized considerably. They'd happen less often. And I don't know. I wish I knew who the damn fool was who came up with this idea. Because, I don't care what party they are, whatever. It's ludicrous.
He didn't hear you.
Okay. I must say, so I do have a motion to approve the resolution.
Absolutely.
Resolution 2015-04.
Okay. We have a motion by Councilmember Burrell to approve Resolution 2015-04, opposing the reduction or repeal of exemptions on tax exempt bonds for municipalities. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the board. And of course, obviously, we will send that out immediately. Next is item six on the agenda is read and introduce Annexation Resolution 2015-03. So who is handling this? Dave?
That this is the annexation parcels out on Route 50 and the intersection of Friendship Road to allow for the Royal Farms to be constructed and the Arby's to be demolished and a new Arby's to be built. This is something we've talked about before. Actually, you gave the prospective developer for the Royal Farms, Mr. Black, the allocation agreement that he needed that last fall. We gave him that permission should he go ahead and contract with Royal Farms. This is actually it's two parcels. This would also need to be connected to the town wastewater and water. We go to the corner of Friendship Road where we end at Stephen Decatur High School. So this will enable us to go, we will have to go under Route 50 to hook up with water and wastewater. So that'll be a continuation of town infrastructure that the developer will have to pay for. So it's we get a benefit that way. Also, increased tax burden on the owner there for the two parcels, you know, coming out of the county and coming into town.
And that will also mean, I think, just for record, that we'll have two, if, assuming this all goes through and is approved, we'll have water and sewer service across and north of Route 50 on both borders of town.
Correct.
So, or close to both borders. Because it extends just a little bit beyond Seahawk Road, just to the east.
Yep.
And, of course, the other service goes up North Main Street, and our growth area goes out to the corner of Route 346 and US 50 where the produce stands.
Right. So we will have infrastructure on the west border of town and the east border of town on the north side of Route 50.
Great. Okay. Does anyone have any questions for Dave or anyone else regarding the annexation resolution?
Yes, I do for Dave. And I'm assuming, Mr. Moore, you're here for Mr. Black. When they take the services across or underneath Route 50, do they allow for anticipated growth at some future point? So, and I don't know much about it, but let's say that he only needs a 4-inch line. Do we put in an 8-inch?
Yeah.
I have had discussions with Jane Prater with regard to that. The situation would be determined, hopefully, that the developer of this property would have to pay for adequate service for this property and not for the whole area, because if there were additional expenses for expansion in the other area, I would think that that would not be fair to make this person pay for it. Your proposed annexation agreement says that in accordance with the requirements of the town, the developer will pay for adequate service for its intended uses.
Okay. Okay. Does it mean that a larger won't be put in?
So it does not.
So it won't have to go back and redo it later.
Right.
But it's right. Just, then it's just a matter really of the size pipe by, but all the other costs.
There's a lot of elevation differential there. If you look at that property, you know, the grade of the road versus.
But that's how it kind of works, is that rather than limiting it and then having to go back and tear it all up.
Right.
The developer pays for everything they need.
Right.
And that is envisioned. We think the potential.
So are you saying that we would do it in conjunction with Mr. Black?
Yes, yes.
I wasn't sure how it
works. No, that's okay. That's a good question. Very good question. And it's not like we've been doing this a lot lately.
No. Well, I know Mr. Black. I know Steve. And I wouldn't want him to pay for it. I just, like I said, I wasn't sure how it worked.
But it seems fair to all parties. And quite frankly, none of us knows exactly when that will develop, but eventually it will. And in this way, you know, we've taken care of the infrastructure, that part. And then every time it's added to, whatever developer that is, would then pay the cost of extending it. But we won't have to keep increasing the service line, I'll say, across the highway.
Well, I will state to the council that, in fairness to the neighbors, I did advise them when we were asking to be included in the growth area if they would like to be included, but none of them
At that time. And right. It's very interesting because we had the same thing happen on Maryland 346 when we extended sewer and water all the way out to Steve Decatur. We extended that offer to several property owners. The property owner that fought tooth and nail against it was the first one to apply for water and sewer. I never take these things personally. It's just when they realize what it is that they get and how much more valuable their property becomes and how little they have to invest.
It's
all a matter of time.
It's a win-win.
It's just a matter of time. And it's nothing that's forced. This way they can come to the have their hallelujah moment in their own time.
Right.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Mr. Moore.
Yes, sir.
If we need a motion, I'll go ahead and make the motion then.
Okay. Is this first reading? Or?
First reading.
Okay.
Yeah, we have to have a public hearing. Perfect. On May 11th.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
See you then. Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Next is we'll have our departmental reports. And Natalie, just so people know, Natalie's not here tonight. Natalie's leaving from finance, and Jane Kreider from the resources. So we'll start off with Mary Boland, our deputy county administrator.
Well, I basically gave my report a little earlier this evening. I was going to talk about the cleanup day, but we've already talked about that. Other than that, what Mike Wiley said was very true. The movies in the park is something that the Parks Commission has been very interested in doing. It is a very expensive undertaking. We're glad that the Arts and Entertainment District was able to leverage a grant in order to make that happen. So
I think this is a perfect example of where different sectors of the community work together, arts and entertainment, and the Parks Commission, and you know, the businesses. I mean, this is how we're going to be able to do most things in the future, because I don't think anybody can do any of this by ourselves anymore. But when you know, groups, rather than nonprofit groups, government agencies, private sector, faith-based groups, whenever, veterans organizations, when we all do what we do best, and help each other to the extent that is reasonable and affordable. I just think this is just a great idea, and I hope it becomes a tradition in the community.
Yes, that's our hope.
Thank you. And next is Electric Utility Director Tim Lawrence.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I have a few things to report on. 545 Bay Street, Unit 6. We were called out to disconnect power to that house. There was a house fire. We were called out by the fire department to take care of that. Then also, at various locations throughout town, we installed what's called squirrel protectors on all our overhead switches. It's basically a device that warns the squirrels to stay away from it before they end up hurting themselves, which also cuts down on the amount of outages that we have. And then also, we've been doing tree trimming and 322 Dueling Way. I did a home energy audit there. And then also, I attended the AMP conference in Columbus, Ohio. That was on the 8th and 9th of April. That's the new group that we joined with our purchase power providers, and I actually got to get a firsthand tour of the entire facility, their operations center, how they dispatch their generation, and things like that. And
what would you say?
Very impressed.
Okay.
Yeah, they were very professional. Everybody was. I mean, just you could tell it the minute you walked into their boardroom. I mean, it was just immaculate and just perfect.
Great.
And the building was I've never seen a building like that when you walk in it. It was really nice. And one thing that really struck me was their operations center, just the amount of generation that they dispatched. They had one location that had two generators, and the output was 1,600 megawatts out of two generators. And they also have hydro plants. They have landfill generation for waste. They have the diesel, and they also have gas turbines. These are all different towns that they represent, municipalities, and then they take care of dispatching, you know, when to run the generation.
If we have if we wanted to see something on how it works,
mm-hmm.
what the operational costs are or whatever,
yes,
just about any option is available to us through AMP.
Yes, they
go on site and visit the town.
Yes, they talked to me about several things, you know, about safety training, about solar systems, you know, partnerships with generation and different things like that. And they went into a lot of details, too, about, like, battery systems and substations, how to maintain them and take care of them, things like that. And then also, the last thing I wanted to say, I'm not sure if everyone knows this, but today is National Lineman Appreciation Day. We actually have a day, and I didn't realize that.
and everybody got through it safely?
Yep, today is the day. So.
Great. That's right. Good.
Thank you.
We'll have to get a resolution made up someday.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. That's great. That's great news, and mm-hmm. it really
reassuring. You know, I mean,
yes.
So far everything that's come from our joining app has exceeded our expectations.
Yeah, I had several questions while I was there, and I've received all the information I wanted since I was there. They've already emailed it to me, and
that's good.
So they're right on top of things.
Tim, do you track like how a lot of companies like yours, a lot of departments, how many days without an accident? I mean, as far as I know,
according to Jeff Fleetwood, our department has had no accidents.
That's what I thought. Yeah. I mean, that's very zero. Commendable.
So. We're very happy about that.
Yeah, no, but that should be recognized.
Especially in the line of work we're in, that's very impressive.
Absolutely.
To not have some kind of accident.
Yeah, we're all lucky.
Except for the squirrels, yeah.
Yeah, except for squirrels.
No, that's great. And then again, and I know that you've emphasized safety training
yes.
more than we ever have since you've been here,
mm-hmm.
and equipment and proper
that's awesome.
Clothing and all that.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Next is Police Chief Arnold Downing.
Good evening, everyone. As Ford mentioned, the events that actually happened this weekend, we also want to include a spring celebration, which was, another milestone. All the events were well attended, and all of the actual coordinators and hosts were very pleased with the outcomes themselves. On Good Friday, as Tim mentioned, we did have a fire at 545 Bay Street, in which the Rowland Fire Department and Ocean City responded, and they did a great job. But not only did the electric department get called out, the water department, and they came out, very quick and took care of the issues. The fire marshal said we had concerns about, power going to these three units that were, displaced and the water issues, and those guys came right in, told them what they were going to do, and they took care of it without any kind of problems. And, again, it was timely. So we're very blessed to go ahead and have a committed crew that once they're called, they're there. And actually a part of the planning and thought process of how to get the job done and make it work. At first, people worried about all 12 units being without water. And in a matter of time, Jamie, they figured out a way to go ahead and isolate the situation. So, again, I feel real glad those guys were on site doing what they do. We're getting prepared again for more events, and we just want to keep an eye on the social calendar itself because, again, a lot of things are overlapping, and we just want to make sure that everyone puts in all their events in a timely manner and stays on task.
Great.
Thank you.
Great advice, and thank you very much for that report on the Bay Street incident.
Thank you.
I've been noticing, I don't know if it's increased, but more people stopped on 113.
Well, again, with more people driving, again, that's something that's a little bit more of a focus. One thing we there have noticed that it's less people who are local and more people who are actually from out of town. And, again, those other individuals have actually, they're across the borders going from this place to that place. It's going to take a little while longer for them to learn. A lot of them say that they're waiting for they can't see enough signage saying that things have changed. Well, we're point out to them as four signs, but State Highway, other said that, again, they're going to put some more signage up, which is going to be a lot larger, a little farther out, to go ahead and inform those people who are not accustomed. But one case in point, Worcester Prep, we had an issue with a lot of those parents and students coming out, and again, we noticed that it's a total different change when they come out from leaving school, going through the area. So, again, the enforcement part is actually being amped up, has been over the last 8 months for sure, in earnest, and now we have to work on the education part.
Yeah, I think that additional signage is going to be critical for people passing through or people not familiar with the area. That's because I think that is the final thing that remains, because there's now going to be the dedication ceremony for the new crosswalk.
That's correct.
Oh, what's the date?
Hold on, let me look.
It is May the 11th?
Yep.
May the 11th, right. And then is that at 11 o'clock or 9?
It's at 11 o'clock, but is it May 11th?
Yeah.
I think it's April 23rd, isn't it?
Wait a minute.
No,
it is May, but I don't think it's the 11th.
Yeah.
I believe it's May 8th.
Okay.
Yeah, it's 11 a.m. It's a Friday. It is May 8th. It's a dedication. 11 a.m.
Okay. I tell you what.
That's what you get with that 11 o'clock and 11th.
Mary,
Mary, if you, just get something out about that.
We intend to put a press release out. Closer to the day.
Closer to the day, yeah. Excellent. And that is a
Friday.
Friday.
And what date again is that?
May.
Okay, thank you. You would have me say the same thing.
Next is Planning Director Dave Englehart.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Since we last met on the 30th of March, I went to a presentation for the passive house engineering, which we had been invited to by the Worcester County Library Board, and it has to do with technology for new public buildings, where they engineer the building systems to use the least energy possible. And until now, it's been a more expensive proposition, but their technology, their physics of the building show how it can be done as least expensive compared to conventional building and still save that energy. So it's a very interesting project. I think they're going to use this technology on the new library that's slated to come to town. It was interesting also, if we do move forward with the police building, it would be something to look into. I was very impressed with the presentation. On the 1st of April, the Historic Commission met, and they approved signage for the new restaurant, Leaky Pete's, where the Tex-Mex was. They also approved signage for the bridal shop Bustle, which has moved over next to Wainwright, you may be aware. They approved exterior paint for the tea room and where Bustle used to be, and a shed on 501 South Main Street, which is more like a beautiful garage. The sketch the man had of this shed, it's the Taj Mahal of sheds, really. They all loved it. Wait till you see it, 501 South Main. And this past Wednesday, the Planning Commission approved a site plan from Trond Emberland for Trond's Pool Care over there behind the Stack and Store on Washington Street. He has bought one of the buildings. He is going to remove it and put up a new building so that... basically for storage of his equipment for his pool business. They also approved a subdivision on West Street, taking a single residential lot and dividing it into two residential lots. Those are the last lots on West Street, the south side, before you get to the warehouses that are there. Mm-hmm. And actually the lot is Bob Clark's, who works for our town. So he's divided that lot into two building lots. They approved that. And finally, I've had, if you recall, in the fall, I went to two sessions of ADA training over in Salisbury. And Patty Tingle from the Bay Area Center for Independent Living has been in contact with me all along. She wanted to come to Berlin and do the surveying methods that we learned to determine, how ADA compliant in a setting. And then she thought, even though they're based over near Salisbury, Berlin would be a good size, and the program coordinator nationally for that has asked if we can do the third session here in Berlin, and that would be May 19th and 20th. So we're trying to work out those details. You may see some people running around measuring things and checking slopes and such. But I thought that was a good thing that we can get. Jane had said she'd like to have the public works people involved.
Yeah.
Because of sidewalks and road aprons and doorways and things like that. So I was pretty excited about that. We'll make it part of the regional training, and we'll be the site. So.
And again, that's another one of the things where education is so important, and I think the more people understand it, the more not accepting they are of it, but the more supportive they are. And, we've gone from very low compliance, let's say a decade ago, to very high, but we've got still work to do, and we want to keep the momentum going.
Right.
Great. Excellent. And please thank them for their interest in coming over here and helping us
Burns Moore. Great, thank you. I'm Department Heads and Economic and Community Development Director, Audrey Fells.
Hi, good evening, Mayor and Council. I have several things to report tonight, all good things. First, to answer Lisa's question before, I am working with Jesse and Gabe Purnell about the Memorial Day Parade. We're also sponsors of that financially as well. And gearing up for the Cool Berlin Party on Saturday. It starts at 1 o'clock and ends at 6. 1 o'clock, the parade will be down Main Street from 1 to about 1:45. Then we'll have a little bit of a break, surprise at 2 o'clock. And we will have a juggling show. Also, I've contracted a magician from 2 to 4. He'll be on the street doing magic. He'll have a booth set up, and anyone who wants to come up, you can go up, and he'll do some tricks for you. The Kelly Bell Band performs at 3 p.m. Let's see. And then on Sunday, it's the first of the Antique Art Mart, which is going to be in the parking lot across the street from the Visitor Center from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And
what date is that?
That's Sunday the 19th. Okay. And that'll run the third Sunday of every month from April through October. And artisans are encouraged to apply to Bill Alton with Town Center Antiques. And I'm also writing a grant with Worcester Arts Council for something called Musicians on Main to be able to have musicians perform on the street during the Second Friday Art Strolls.
Awesome. Oh,
that'll
be fun. Mm-hmm. Great. Excellent.
And I also wanted to let you know that I will be at the MITA conference, which falls on during the next council meeting, so I won't be able to attend the next council meeting, and I'll be in Cambridge that Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And then finally, I want to let everyone know, I just found out tonight that 6 South Main Street has been sold, which is the building, the pain management building, Dr. Rosenthal's building. That's been sold, and it will eventually become an art gallery, and I'm meeting with them on Thursday.
Oh, good. So they'll be working on that facade and
exactly,
stuff.
And that was my next thing. I'm meeting with them about facade grant money.
Perfect.
Excellent. Well, that is, it's an ideal place for an art gallery, and it just seems totally out of place, and I hope he's found a new good location for something. That days when we were full of services, it's gone. It's last 20th century, and this is perfect.
That's pulling down Main Street, continuing it down like we've tried to do. Mm-hmm. You know, that's great.
That's very good news. Thank you.
That's my goal. My goal is to get the land developed and to get the properties filled.
Good goal. Aggressive.
That's me.
Yeah, but a little bit shy.
I wanted to tell you, though, Michael used to stand at the end of that table and do a little dance as he talked to us. Remember?
Really?
He would. He'd get at the end of that table, he'd stand up, and he'd dance around.
Sorry.
You can do the talking, and he can do the dancing.
Yeah.
You
don't have to do that.
That's funny.
Okay, that's great. Well, thanks for everyone for all your reports. It's fantastic for you. Keep us up to date on what's going on. Next is the town administrator's report.
Much less entertaining, but still very important. We have a work session that's coming up on April 20th. We'll be talking about the general fund at 6 o'clock. And then on May 4th, we'll be talking about the facilities at 6 o'clock. So we've got a few extra meetings coming up over the next couple of weeks. With that, I'll get into the purchase orders. We've got purchase order number 2288 to Christine Becker. This is a typo in a check we have for her. For mileage and travel for our strategic planning seminars and contracting to facilitate.
Motion to approve all five.
Here we have a motion by Councilmember Whittingham to approve the five purchase orders as recommended by the county administrator. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Passes unanimously. Thank you very much. I don't have any further comments, except I encourage people to come out Saturday. Here the weather forecast is getting better day by day. And it should be a very, very fun time for all ages. And especially, I love the way it starts with the youth parade. And I think we're going to have more people participating in terms of the people in the events and so forth than even last year. And of course, we'll just see how good a crowd we track. But I have a feeling it'll turn out just.
Yes, I do. First off, Dave, I have a question with Tron's Pool Care. Do we have anything in the code that states that he has to placard that building for what he's going to be storing in there? Having been on some hazmat situations myself.
He's not storing any chemicals.
No chemicals, no chlorine, no anything. Perfect. Nope. That's awesome.
We asked that question. I asked the fire marshal, and he said, no, he's not. He's storing equipment only there.
Perfect. I don't know if anyone has seen this on the council yet, but Ivy has done a wonderful job with the BerlinMainStreet.com website.
Yes.
If you guys haven't taken a look at that, please do so. She might think I'm stalking her because I saw it Saturday morning early, and I said, this is awesome. Really good job. Thank you. You've worked very hard on that. It loads fast. It's clean. It's great. I can't say enough things about it, and I've sent that link to everybody.
Thank you.
And then... one last thing I want to talk about. We still, and this is nothing against our police force, but we still have a number of people running stop school buses. And it's happening in the morning on Ocean City Boulevard, still down by Decatur Apartments. Mm-hmm. And then this afternoon it happened, and I think it was bus 40. I don't have the number exactly. But you asked me to go after and get information, me and the public. So I went ahead and I followed these people all the way up to Newt Chandler's house and took a photograph of the back of their vehicle and their license plates. I have those for you and I will give those to you.
We need you to call right then and there.
And that's Mike Donaway's bus.
One thing, we either have made contact with Steve Price and he either informed all his bus drivers to go ahead and call also. We have not received any of those phone calls, so again, it's going to be a great help if you go ahead and get those phone calls. We have to have an issue with Decatur because, again, the bus is actually stopping at one point, and because it is before the intersection, because they're not lined up, which is the major problem that we discussed with the planning process of the project with Dollar General, with the corridor itself, when you have the intersection not lined up, the bus will stop here, and people are still coming in front, mm-hmm. and they're coming across. In their minds, technically, they're running through the red light because they're not going around the bus itself. Anytime you actually see someone go physically around, they have to give us a call. But we're monitoring and have been monitoring that actual intersection, have actually been in contact with the manager of the site and the individual that made the complaint initially. And they've actually been taking the one handicap bus and driving it into the actual
awesome.
Driveway.
That's better.
Instead of stopping out on the roadway. Yeah. So again, we're quite aware and we're waiting for that initial, you know, contact, that information right then and there, so we can be addressing each individual perpetrator. And again, we have to be able to citation for this other person. That's the only way people are going to be able to change their mm-hmm. habits. So if you would just give us help, we'll definitely grab that. And
this was across from J.H. Williams' house, and these were little kids. And this person, they had at least four car lengths, and the red lights were still on, and the bus driver was blowing his horn. And I had flashed my lights, but they still went right past him. And as soon as he cleared those red lights, I followed him all the way up to Newt's house. I think they live back in my neighborhood, actually. But I followed him all the way back there. And these are little kids, not a knothead teenager. I mean, a kid. I just don't want to see someone get hurt.
And to continue what the chief was talking about, we brought up at the pedestrian safety meeting, and I don't know about approaching the Lions or some, you know, civic organization, but I really think that we should work with the apartment complex about trying to get, and it can't be that expensive, a covered designated bus stop for those kids so that they're, you know where they are. They're not just, because there's all those mothers and parents' cars there. But I really think that we need to put something out there and to designate.
With the closures themselves, like the one we have the bus stop on Decatur, again, when we had their mention the actual about putting one there, they were so happy and late because they said that nobody will allow them to put them on their properties. No. So, again, I think we'll be able to go ahead and it'll be fine, the individuals or the places to go ahead and place them. I think we're going to be able to find the shelters themselves. So, again, it's not going to be the expense or the issue of finding the shelter.
It's just location.
I think
is there a state sign to there?
I think we'll be able to go ahead and find them. We can work with Tri-State with the transit. Again, they said they had a whole lot of them just sitting around.
Well, that'd be awesome.
That would be great. I think it's a wonderful suggestion.
We should work on that. And yeah. Is there a state sign? I noticed like sometimes they put bus stop ahead. There's a bus stop that you don't really think is going to be there. Is there any signage there?
Again, just check.
Where are you guys talking about?
But like when you're coming down Old Ocean City Boulevard, is there a sign on either side that says, you know, bus stop ahead or bus stop ahead? Or
again, the bus is dead in the middle of the road.
I know.
It's not a situation. And
you have signs up 10 feet.
Yeah.
You see it long before you get to it. A lot of times, right at that location, you're really getting people coming out at 7:30. Going into
work and out of work
and coming back and out. That's a very busy intersection
We do need to do something.
This one was at 1600, and feel free to use my name if you make contact with them.
And Chief, I just want to understand what you're talking about is looking into the possibility of a physical
bus
stop
shelter
at the
Decatur
apartments there across the street from the.
That's what we're suggesting. Maybe like the glass, the clear ones in Ocean City.
Yeah. With the manager, and again, find out what easements they have and what property is theirs. And if they're for it, then that's going to be a real easy process that they move forward if that's something they want to go ahead. Again, a little bit of concrete, having someone, you know, manually go ahead and make sure it's 30 put in the right place.
The town can do that.
We should just delve into it.
And like I say, I think that'd be great. I think it's a great suggestion, and at least it addresses one place, and we'll just have to take them case by case.
Well, it will help with these people too, because you know the police can point and say, yes, it is a bus stop. There's, you know, when they go, I didn't know it was a school bus stop.
I'll get you more pictures.
Like I said, again, I don't think it's an issue about it's a bus stop. These people are blowing past buses, and again, we don't need to give them anymore. They see the lights.
And they stopped, and then they went through it.
They make the decision to do it.
I'm done.
Lisa, do you have anything to
add? The only thing quickly is the rain tax. I've been getting questions from folks, and I think that maybe the town should clarify because a lot of people are the assumption, you know, the governor's trying to repeal the rain tax.
It has nothing to do with water.
And we don't have a rain tax. We don't call it a rain tax. It's a stormwater utility. It was voluntarily done. So whatever happens in Annapolis in regard.
What is being proposed to be repealed, which God knows it will not, is a few counties that just don't want to do it. And but they're not around here. They're not even close to here. It has nothing to do with municipalities. Salisbury's continuing to make progress on their moving forward, and they're using us as a model, not the only model, but I think, you know, we went there, we made a presentation, so forth. Ocean City is still making headway with theirs. This is a county issue, and quite frankly, I think that as we move forward with a lot of these technical problems and environmental problems in this century, they're going to have to be delegated to municipalities where they're manageable. Trying to manage an area the size of Worcester County for stormwater, I can think of a couple of analogies, but they're not proper. it might as well be spitting in the wind. You know, it's just too much. Mm-hmm. But if you make the scale down the problem to a size that can be managed by a group of people, regardless if it's an Ocean Pines association, a homeowners association, or a municipality,
then it becomes doable. And I think we're just going to, in some places, we're going to learn by doing, which is, I think, what's happening locally here. And in other places, they'll just make it as hard on themselves as possible. And thank goodness we're not in that situation. Mm-hmm. But I think you're absolutely right. It's just not relevant to our situation. But thank
you. And then the other thing is the governor's talking about, because comptroller was really pushing to extend the schools to after the Tuesday after Labor Day, because it really does help us economically in this area. And unfortunately, it's failed. But the governor's talking about going ahead and
making an executive order.
And I mean, that's real important to the shore, and it just makes me feel like, you know, they really are paying attention to the Eastern Shore and our problems down here, and that's a good thing. And then Friday I went to the Rural Maryland Council Executive Board in Annapolis, and unfortunately a lot of cuts are being made again to the program Open Spaces, but they're trying to fund this and find a way to, they know how important open spaces are to the Eastern Shore and to Maryland. And then the other thing is, next Wednesday is Earth Day, and, you know, we are an environmentally friendly community. We try to be, so just want to let people know to recognize Earth Day. It's important.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. Thank
you. Only thing I have is for the chief, I would like to have continuous police to be on Flower Street during the evening hours, during the school hours, when the schools let out. You know how the traffic increase, and it seems like the warmer it gets, the wilder the kids get. They press on the gas a little bit more, and they like to have a good time when they're leaving school. So we need that coverage on Flower Street, along with everything else, the buses and everything else. That's the only thing I have.
You got a busy department, Chief. Hey, we want you everywhere.
Bus time, it's going to be real easy because we know where they want us. They want us at DIS, Worcester Prep, Buckingham, right. Middle School, and High School. So we'll go ahead and make sure that they move around and keep that in full time.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah. I don't have things, but just to support what Alroy has requested, I think it's really needed. That monitoring is key after the school's letter on Flower Street, because Flower Street becomes a major thoroughfare when school's out. And just like he said, with the weather getting nice, traffic starts to pick up, and usually the speed picks up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Does anyone who's in attendance here wish to address the mayor and council about anything? Do we have any questions from the press? Have a motion to adjourn? Thank you very much for your attendance.
Yeah, we have a meeting every Monday because of the workshop.
Oh, yeah.
Right? We have a meeting every Monday.
Yep.
There's
an older gentleman in the
drive. Yeah, that's Mike.
See ya.
Yeah, have a good one.
I'm not.
They shot down here, but I think it's a